One of the most important disputes in all of Torah Sheba'al Peh is related to the nature of Isurim D'Rabbanon, the nature of rabbinic prohibitions, the nature of rabbinic mitzvos, of rabbinic commandments, the nature of the authority of Chazal in general. The Rambam, in his first Shoresh of Sefer HaMitzvos, the first Shoresh of 13 in which he elucidates the principles that govern derivation of mitzvos from the text of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. In the first of these Shoreshim, he writes that the source of all rabbinic authority in Klal Yisrael is the pasuk Lo yisasur min adavar asher yagidu lecha yamin usmal. Do not deviate, do not stray from the thing that they tell you, neither to the right nor to the left. This pasuk occurs in the context of the parasha of Zakin Mamre. It says that whenever a person has a shayla ki yipalei mimcha davar, something is too wondrous, you don't know what the halacha is, it's beyond you. V'kamta v'elisa l'makoim, you'll go up to the place where Hashem has chosen, and you're going to ask the Kohen and the Shofet of those days, and he will tell you the Dvar HaMishpat, the word of the law. V'asisa al pi adavar asher yagidu lecha, you shall act in accordance with what he tells you. Min ha-makom ahu asher yivchar Hashem, in that place that Hashem chose. V'shamarta la'asos k'chol asher yaruchu, you should do everything that he teaches you. And it goes on and says, but if a person neglects to do as the Kohen instructs, and he's a person of sufficient stature, he becomes a Zakin Mamre. Hence, says the Rambam, there's a mitzvah asay to listen to the Chachamim. There's a mitzvah lois asay to act against the Chachamim. And the mitzvah lois asay, under particular circumstances, can lead to capital punishment, can lead to the execution of the Zakin Mamre. This is a shita of the Rambam, who says that all mitzvois and all isurim derabanan have their source in the pasuk of loisasur. The Ramban, in contrast, vehemently disagrees with the Rambam. And he says that the Rambam's words are like a shaky wall that will collapse suddenly. Why is this, says the Ramban? For a number of reasons, the proofs in both directions are too numerous to elaborate, but the basic core of the Ramban's argument is from the fact that there are numerous distinctions in halacha between biblical laws and rabbinic laws. Two of the most prominent of these distinctions are that mitzvahs d'oraisa, when we have a safik about them, we must go l'hachmir. Safik d'oraisa l'chumra. If we're not sure whether we're obligated or exempt, we have to act as if we're obligated. If we're not sure if something is forbidden midyaraisa or whether it's permitted, we have to act as if it's forbidden. In contrast, by mitzvos and averos derabanan, if there's a safik derabanan, we're potter. If there's a safik iser derabanan, then we may be mekel. What accounts for the distinction? Says the Ramban, what accounts for the distinction is that all mitzvahs d'oraisa have a source in Torah Shebichsav, whereas mitzvahs d'rabbanon do not have a source in Torah Shebichsav, not even a source in the pasuk of Loitasur. Because, says the Ramban, imagine, every mitzvah d'oraisa has its pasuk. It can be a mitzvah saseh, it can be a mitzvah loy saseh. According to the Rambam, every mitzvah derabanan also is both a mitzvah saseh, ve'asisa al pi adava asher yagidu lecha, and a mitzvah loy saseh, loy sasur. So every mitzvah derabanan should be equal, if not more important and more stringent than a mitzvah d'oraisa. Because by obeying the Chachamim, one is fulfilling two mitzvahs d'oraisa. So says the Ramban, only according to me can we understand why we're more meikel by Safik Derabanan. Because according to me, says the Ramban, there is no pasuk of Ve'asisa and pasuk of Leisasur for mitzvahs Derabanan. Another chiluk is found in the Gemara in Erevin in terms of the mitzvah of Toichacha. Says if a person sees somebody, Adam Chashuv, who's about to be over on a mitzvah D'Oraisa, so you stop him, you give him Toichacha before he can transgress. However, if you see this Adam Chashuv and he's about to be over on an Isur D'Rabbanon, then the Gemara says, under certain circumstances, you wait. Don't give him Toichacha. Let him act. And only afterwards inquire as to why he acted as he did. It's more kal. It's more lenient. We don't treat dinim derabanan with the same level of stringency as dinim d'oraisa. And that must be, says the Ramban, because dinim d'oraisa are the fulfillment of mitzvahs that are recorded in Psukim in the Torah. And dinim derabanan are not the fulfillment of any pasuk in the Torah. They have some other source. Of course, the Achronim turn around and ask on the Ramban, what's the Makar? What is the source for our obligation to listen to the Chachamim? And to that, Reb Elchanan and Reb Gustman answer, and they insist that this answer is necessary for the Rambam also, because the Rambam obligates non-Jews and he obligates minors who are below adult age to listen to the Chachamim, even though they are not bichlal, they're not obligated or enjoined to obey the psukim of Ve'asisa and of Loisasur. And even so, even for the Rambam, they are obligated in mitzvahs derabanan. And therefore, say Reb Elchanan and Reb Gustman, both for the Rambam and for the Ramban, there must be an additional source for rabbinic authority. And that, they say, is Svara. Anybody who's familiar with the value system propounded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Torah Shebichsav, anybody who's familiar with the basic tenets of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to structure our life, will realize that included within the framework that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set for us is obedience and fealty to those mitzvahs and those yisurim that Chachamim, that Chazal decreed and that they made as gzeirois and as takanois. And therefore, say Rabbi Elchanan and Rav Gustman, the makar for mitzvahs derabanan is a svara, which needs more arichos to explain, but that's essentially what they say. And therefore, goyim are bound by it, ketanim are bound by it, and everyone is bound by it, by gzeirois derabanan, because svara is mechayev it. Svara is mechayev brachos, svara is mechayev a lot of things in the Torah. Okay. Now the Velt likes to explain that the machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban in Londos is a machlokes about whether to understand dinim derabanan that are associated with dinim d'oraisa as being subcategories and subchapters of the mitzvah d'oraisa, or as being independent. In other words, let's say that the Rabbanon said that a certain form of avodah zarah is asur midrabbanon. So do we treat that avodah zarah derabbanon as being a subcategory of avodah zarah, to the extent that just as by avodah zarah d'oraisa a person must sacrifice his life rather than transgress, so too by avodah zarah derabbanon, if it's asur derabbanon, it's just asur as a subcategory of avodah zarah d'oraisa, and therefore a person must also give up his life rather than transgress the avira of avodah zarah midrabbanon. If there's chilul Shabbos d'oraisa, person who's mechalel Shabbos midrabbanon is considered a mumar l'kol haTorah kula. He loses his credibility. He can't testify that a shechita is kosher. He can't testify that a person is chayav of another person money. He loses his credibility. Mumer l'chayal Shabbos is a mumer l'chol Torah. So the shayla becomes, what about someone who's a mumer l'chayal Shabbos midir abanon? He's over on a shvus. Is such a person considered also a mumer l'chayal Shabbos midir raisa? Is he considered a mumer l'chol Torah kula, simply for being over on the mitzvah midir abanon? Or no? Do we say that all he's been over on is a tzivoy to listen to the chachamim? All he's been over on is a tzivoy, a svara, but not he hasn't been over on chilul Shabbos. That's not what Chazal do when they make their takanos. They don't make sub chapters of the Issur D'Oraisa, but every single Issur D'Rabbanan falls under the heading of this svara to listen to the chachamim. So that's the way that Rabbi Elchanan, I believe, wants to explain the lamdas of the machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban. That it's a machloikas b'yisoida about whether dinim d'rabbanon, isurim d'rabbanon, are shayich to the 613 mitzvahs, and that each isur d'rabbanon falls under one of those 613 categories, or 612. Or no, do we say that all isurim d'rabbanon fall under one and the same category? The category of this svara of mitzvah d'shmaya divrei chachamim. However, I think it's possible very quickly to explain a little bit differently. One can explain that because the parsha of mitzvah d'shmaya divrei chachamim is the same as the parsha of Zakei Mamre, perhaps the lamdus of the machloikas between the Rambam and the Ramban lies not in their perception of mitzvahs d'rabbanon, but rather in their perception of why it is that a zakin mamri is chayiv. Perhaps when we say that a zakin mamri is chayiv, chayiv misa, shelo yirbu machloikes b'Yisrael, in order that disputes, that argument, that dissension, that schismatism, does not become prevalent and prominent in Klal Yisrael. Perhaps the Rambam and the Ramban have different ideas about what type of dispute is meant to be prevented by the parsha of Zakei Mamre. One might argue that the dispute to be prevented is political dispute. It's a dispute about authority, about srara, and about kavod. That, after all, is the root of the idea that the Sanhedrin can be moichel Zakin Mamre, because the whole Yisoid is for their kavod, so they should be able to be moichel on their kavod. We reject that in the end, but it still shows us that part of what's going on here is that a Zakin Mamre is chayiv for disputing the kavod, the honor, the dignity, the power, the political power of the Chachamim. And if that's the case, then perhaps we should not distinguish between the Rabbanons and the Araisas. Anyone who says do where the Sanhedrin says don't is going to be over. Maybe even if he says don't when the Sanhedrin say do is going to be over. He's arguing on the authority of the Sanhedrin. In contrast, one might also understand that the dispute that the Misa of Zakei Mamre is coming to prevent is not political dispute. It's not a power struggle. What it's coming to prevent is an ideological dispute. It's coming to prevent a dispute about values, about the interpretation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's values rather than their implementation. And perhaps if that's the case, then the dispute for which Zakei Mamre is executed should be limited to those areas that are relevant to interpreting the Dvar Hashem. In other words, to Halacha L'Moshe Misinais, to Gzeira Shavas and other Yud Gimel Midos, to interpretations of Torah Shebichsav that have ramifications for Halacha L'Maisa. But perhaps the Zakei Mamre should not be executed for arguing on a Takana or a Gzeira D'Rabbanon, because the Takanois and the Gzeirois are simply ways of guarding the mitzvahs in the Torah. It's not a dispute fundamentally about how to interpret it, but how to structure a hierarchy of values. It's more of a practical dispute in terms of whether the Chachamim are going to be heeded or whether they're not going to be heeded. And that may account for the Machloikas Rambam and Ramban. The Rambam holds the Zakim Mamri is Chayev even for arguing on Takanois, because by doing so he undermines the political authority of the Sanhedrin. Whereas for the Ramban, the Zakim Mamri is Pater under such circumstances, because a Machloikas about a Takana and a Gzeira de Rabbanon is not at its core a machloikas about how to interpret and structure and Torah values, but rather it's a machloikas more about the kavod and the srara of the Sanhedrin and how that is to be implemented.